best-selling author, speaker, and advocate for Christian apologetics, Dr. Alex McFarland.
Best-selling author and apologist, Dylan Burrows.
Together bringing you truth for a new generation. This is TNG Radio.
Truth for a New Generation Radio is on. Alex McFarland here with Dylan Burrows. And folks, I am so excited about the voice you're going to hear and the guests you're going to meet today, because, you know, we live in a time where there's a great clash of worldviews. And a big part of what we do in our events, publishing and broadcasting, is try to talk about God and country and the truth of what makes this nation great and the Christian foundations that, frankly, have been eroding for decades. And the guest that we want to bring to you is somebody that I'm just so profoundly interested in. Stacy Washington is the host of a nationally syndicated show called Stacy on the Right. She has been on Fox News, Fox Business, CNN, The Blaze, Huffington Post. I mean, she is out there. She's a voice for truth in our culture, a very relevant, very much needed voice. And I like on her bio, on her website, it says Christian, wife, mom, Army brat, Air Force vet, Emmy-nominated TV chick, and radio host. And Stacy, tell us a little bit about the show that you do on American Family Radio daily, the Stacy on the Right show.
We talk about politics and culture, but it's Christian radio. So I have a segment called The Encouragement, where we unpack a Bible verse and we talk about how it applies to us today. Because sometimes I think what we miss out on with political talk radio is the fact that people are dealing with a lot of issues. And so the reason why huge swaths of Americans don't participate in our political processes is because it sounds like one big bag of problems. And if you have a regular everyday life, you're married with kids or single and working or whatever your situation, you already have your own bag of problems. You don't need an additional one that's going to be something that you now have to figure out, what do I do? And so we do, the show is very informative. We talk about the issues. We talk about everyday politics. I play audio of both sides of the political spectrum. And we talk about what they're talking about, because these are things that really do impact us. The taxes, the regulations, the bills, and the foreign policy, the domestic policy, these things all impact us on a daily basis. But we also have encouragement that comes straight from the Word of God that applies to, sometimes it's how do we talk to each other truthfully in love about, you know, the fact that one of the things that we as Americans are so good at is, you know, hey, Alex, how's it going? I'd love you to come over to, you know, my house tonight and listen to this Lululemon legging thing. And you're thinking, what? And so you're like, what you want to say is, well, Stacy, I can't because I'm going to be at the library tonight or something like that. And when the truth is, as Christians, we can say to each other kindly and gently, I'm not interested in Lululemon leggings because I'm a man, and so I won't be able to make it tonight, but I hope it goes really well for you. So it's little comments and stuff like that. And it's also how to pray for our leaders, how to pray for the local situations that we have, because the local politics is just as important, and how to balance it all and really number our days, our minutes, our hours, because the time is short. We cannot get any time back that we've wasted. And God really will hold us accountable for what we've done with our time. And so we have to prioritize and first put him first, get things in proper order. And then when we do that, we can find the time to, maybe it's voting, or maybe it's, you know, going to the website, callmycongress.com, typing in your zip code and getting the information for your congresspeople to call them about something like, for instance, the Cadillac tax, which that excise tax of 40%, you know, it's going to be, the entire employer-based market will come under this tax in 2020, and that's 175 million Americans who receive their health insurance as a part of their negotiated benefits with their employer, and it's almost every plan. So it's supposed to only impact the rich, but it really impacts minivan families like mine and yours and so many people that we know, almost everyone we interact with. And so not only is it a misnomer, not only is it a lie and a falsity that it only impacts the rich, but it's something that employers, because they have to plan 5 years ahead, they're already reducing benefits and increasing costs to accommodate the impending implementation in 2020. And what we're hoping people will do is go to thehill.com, type my name in the search engine. You can read the article that I wrote about let's scrap the Cadillac tax before Americans start paying in money and lives. And then you can go to callmycongress.com, type in your zip code, call your congressional person. It really does matter if you call. You don't have to convince the person who answers. That person will hear your name. They'll take down your address to make sure you're calling the right senator or the right congressperson. And then they'll log that call and they track those on a weekly basis. And so if your congressperson were to get 100 calls about repealing the Cadillac tax, that would become a priority for them because every call represents so many thousands of constituents, depending on, you know, the district size.
What hope is there for the repeal of that before it's implemented in 2020?
Actually, I think we have a pretty good chance. And the reason why I'm so encouraged is because the president insisted on, after Tom Cotton announced it from, you know, he was talking to congressional reporters, and he just said, you know, what would be great is if we want to save money, we can deal the individual mandate. And the president said, let's put that in the bill. And the Democrats weren't able to, you know, kind of push back on that because they knew the individual mandate, while it's the primary funding source for Obamacare, it's also the thing people hate the most. It's the thing that their own constituents hate. So they were able to get rid of it. The Cadillac tax is like a mini individual mandate, only instead of forcing you to buy something, it says, do you have something good? Let me take that from you. 40%, I mean, that's unheard of, even for our high-tax federal government. A 40% tax on anything means you're basically out to destroy it. So, you know, we can get this repealed. I think we have a really good chance.
Sure. How did you come to the political and spiritual positions that you hold today? I mean, you're a Black conservative, which is fairly rare.
The quick story is I was a stay-at-home mom for years. We have three children. And when we moved out into the suburbs so that the kids could go to public school, I started volunteering on what was called a diversity committee because I wanted to see exactly what they thought they'd be doing in an elementary school. And we ended up doing some amazing things, math programs, and I did some standardized testing work to close the achievement gap. And through that, I ended up volunteering district-wide on a strategic planning committee where I interacted with board members. They had a board member leave. I became the replacement for her, kind of a fill-in interim appointment. I ran for the seat and lost, and I was devastated because I lost like 450 votes. And a friend asked me to come out and speak at a Tea Party Under the Arch event where Dick Morris and Roy Blunt, before he was a senator, and a bunch of others, really famous people, were there. And I'm like, me? So I went, spoke to 4,500 people about the genocide that is abortion in America today, ended up going into a little bit of a volunteer position at another organization for Black conservatives. And through that job, I got onto the radio to talk again about Black genocide and abortion and Planned Parenthood. That turned into a weekly radio spot, which turned into a weekly radio show, which a year and some months ago turned into a daily syndicated radio show, all of the same name, Stacey on the Right.
Attention all Christians who would like to become more effective in presenting and defending their beliefs.
Listen up!
This is Alex McFarland, and I urge you to attend the 2018 edition of Truth for a New Generation, the conference on apologetics, worldview, and evidence for the Christian faith. TNG is coming to Greensboro, North Carolina, March 23 and 24. Hear an amazing lineup, including Josh McDowell, apologist J. Warner Wallace, Lauren Green, and Todd Starnes, both from Fox News, and much, much more.
This is Abraham Hamilton III of the American Family Association. We're in a battle for the future of our nation, and I want to see you at Truth for a New Generation as we pray and get equipped to defend the faith, asking God to save our nation.
Don't miss Truth for a New Generation, March 23 and 24, Greensboro, North Carolina. You may register at truthforanewgeneration.com. That's Truth, F-O-R, truthforanewgeneration.com.
Our country is falling apart.
Political unrest, social upheaval, the breakdown of the family, the rise of atheism, the rise of Islam.
Our religious freedoms are under attack. There's gender fluidity. Gender identity is making a mess of freedom of expression.
So we need to put some skin in the game and love this nation.
As Christians, we are to stand strong.
There has to be some personal investment in the living out and the preservation of America.
Stand Strong America will help you take the fear that you face and the bleakness that you face, but help you become a champion, a bold champion for Christ.
In Stand Strong America, Jason Jimenez and I lay out the facts about our nation, the current condition, and how you, yes you, your family, your church, your community can be involved in keeping this great republic.
Stand Strong America is a guide to bring courage and hope for you, the Christian.
Wherever Christian books are sold.
Welcome back to TNG, Alex McFarland, Dylan Burrows. You know, we're talking with Stacey Washington. And Stacey, I want to throw something out here and I want your response to it. Years ago, as, you know, I would speak on university campuses and, you know, things would come up about race or culture or the state of, you know, American politics. I wanted to make sure that I was very familiar with the writings of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So I read everything I could get my hands on, and I read the 1963 Pulitzer Prize-winning work, Why We Can't Wait, which I have fallen in love with that book. But in that book, Dr. King, it was really kind of his manifesto for the civil rights movement, thoroughly Christian book. Christianity just permeates every page of that work. But Dr. King says essentially that moving forward, the African-Americans had to take care, as he said, that they did not become beholden to any one political party, that he felt like, and he used the word disastrous, it would be disastrous if black Americans became just beholden to one political party. But to a large degree, that's what happened for many years, wasn't it?
Well, sure. I mean, I think we all have a huge responsibility to really familiarize ourselves with what Martin Luther King said, and to understand what he meant when he, and to understand it contextually. So we're talking about Martin Luther King being alive in a different era of our history, of the history of this nation. And really, if you look at the advancements that secular movements that want to change the definition of marriage and the definition of what a man is and what a woman is, the strides that those activist groups have made, it was a different America. So the things that he said, you have to take them in context. And you can't say, well, Martin Luther King would have loved Black Lives Matter. I don't think he would have. You can't say he would have really loved anything other than what he said, which is why it's important that we listen to his speeches, read his written words, and understand what he was doing and why he was doing it, and don't add anything to it. I also think it's important to consider the fact that he was actually a preacher, not a black liberation theology preacher, not someone who believed in social justice, other than the fact that all Americans should have access to the same services in public and that we should live in harmony together by choice, not because the government is forcing us to. So I love his story. And I think it's weird because I've been to so many Martin Luther King things. I've read so many things. I've seen so many things. And of course, growing up, we always had things that we did in school. But this Sunday, our pastor had a montage of just a bunch of different images, and it was voiced over by Martin Luther King. His words were spoken over the images that we saw on the screens. And it was the first time I've ever been to something where things were shown of Martin Luther King where I felt like tearing up. And I just teared up. The tears just rolled down my face. I don't know what happened. But in that moment, I guess I'm kind of interior in the inside of me as a black person who I never get up and say, Alex, oh my gosh, it's Tuesday. What am I going to do today? Because I'm black. I never do that. And who does that? Who wakes up and says, I'm a white person. What am I doing today for white people? That's not how we live. No one lives that way. But in today's America, I see us so divided. I see people looking at each other with fear or disgust or, you know, there's so much separation. I live in the Midwest where people are pretty friendly. It's not like the South, but it's friendly. People don't chat as much in the line at the grocery store anymore. People don't, you know, just the acknowledgement when you're walking by someone where you just make eye contact and you kind of nod or smile, there's less of that. And I really think the success of getting us to see each other as just what we see on the outside, it's such a blow to our culture. It's such a blow to who we are as Americans. And so, you know, I wish people would consider themselves, instead of saying, Stacey Washington, you know, black American, whatever. Think of us as every one of us is a thread, and we're all of the threads come together to make up the flag. the flag of the United States of America. And I'm not into worshiping our country. I believe we worship God and God alone. But when you think of it that way, if you just think we're all threads, then think about what happens if I reach out and I say, you're a racist. That's like me taking a little razor blade and cutting your thread. So now we've got a hole there. And think about what happens if every one of us does that.
Yeah, as everything has become hyper-politicized, we are a less civil, less gregarious, less friendly people, aren't we?
Yeah, and that doesn't have to be, and it can be easily changed. So I don't have a negative view. Like I don't feel the sadness because I think it can't be changed, but it feels like we're losing something. And, you know, the whole thing about being an American is you can spot an American anywhere, and I don't mean in the negative sense. I grew up in Germany, and there's something in the American water. It's in the American experience. It's in the fact that we have a constitution and we have rights and we know they're from God, that they're inalienable rights, not rights given to us by the government, but rights protected by the government. There's something about us that is so different from Germans, from Saudi Arabians, from the French, from the Brits. It's amazing. There's a quality about us that's different. And I believe that comes from us being a Christian nation founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and that we have a special dispensation, an anointing, a blessing. The hand of God has been so on this nation. And so, you know, we need to acknowledge that. We need to return back to our source. It's as if we're trying to function without ever drinking any water. We know where the water is. We can see it. It's free. We can get a glass of it if we need it, but we're trying to function without it. We need to go back to the source. And for those who aren't Christians, you know, God bless you. But for those of us who are, we need to plug in as hard as we can and pray as hard as we can for our country right now. Because God never relents in his mercy. He never says, okay, you're just too far gone. He'll allow judgment to come on us. But the moment we say, okay, we repent, we understand, he's right there to forgive us and restore us. So that's all we have to do. Just if you're a Christian, devote yourself to praying for our country and for your community, your family, whatever's on your heart. Just devote yourself to seeking the Father about that.
Well, I want to say Stacy on the right, and it's spelled just like it sounds, Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, on the right.com. It's a great blog site, folks. A lot of really good articles there. And thanks for being on TNG Radio, and we look forward to following what you're doing in the days ahead.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Attention all Christians who believe that America needs a spiritual revival, an awakening, a message of the gospel for our times. This is Alex McFarland encouraging you to attend the 2018 edition of Truth for a New Generation, the conference on apologetics, worldview, and evidence for the Christian faith. Greensboro, North Carolina, March 23 and 24. Hear an amazing lineup that includes Josh McDowell, apologist J. Warner Wallace, Lauren Green and Todd Starnes, both from Fox News, attorney Abe Hamilton III of the American Family Association, music by the bands and orchestra from North Greenville University, and much, much more. Sessions for all ages, equipping you to share your faith confidently in any situation. Visit truthforanewgeneration.com. That's truthforanewgeneration.com. TNG 2018 to save a nation. March 23 and 24, brought to you by North Greenville University, where Christ makes the difference. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us to be ready always to give an answer for the hope we have. We're instructed to be prepared to defend our faith. This is Alex McFarland for the Life Answers Teams. Students we train at North Greenville University, a leading Christian college in South Carolina. The Life Answers Teams are made up of students who will inspire and equip your congregation. These apologetics teams we train speak in churches, to youth groups, and train Christians of all ages to address key issues of our times from a biblical perspective. Like, is there a God? Is the Bible true? What about gender and moral issues? Call me at 864-977-2008, and we will arrange for the Life Answers team to come to your church and give a presentation that will benefit your people for years to come. 864-977-2008, and always be ready.
The voice of truth says this is for my glory.
Welcome back to Truth for New Generation Radio. Shortly after the Constitutional Convention, Benjamin Franklin said that it would be disastrous if we ever move from a unified republic to, quote, dozens of squabbling factions, end of quote. Hi, Alex McFarland here with Dylan Burrows. And, you know, Dylan, we are, as the motto says, one nation under God. We are America, but yet politically, socially, oftentimes spiritually, we are many squabbling factions, aren't we, sometimes in our country?
Oh, we certainly are. And we look at how that compares with Scripture, and that's not how we as believers are intended to be. We're told to let no unwholesome words come out of our mouth. And we think of that verse in the context of our political sphere today and the social media that we communicate, and that doesn't always line up, does it? So we have some room to improve. But at the same time, we look at examples of how God is working through people like Stacey Washington that we just spoke with. And she has an incredible testimony. She has an incredible perspective of how God's word applies to today's issues and some great recommendations for what we can do in our own lives. I don't know about you, but I was very encouraged to hear what she has been doing and how that has been blessing those that she communicates with on the radio each day.
Exactly. Dylan Burrows, Alex McFarland here. We've got a thought we want to share, but before we conclude, I do want to remind everybody to pray, promote, plan to attend March 23, 24, Truth for a New Generation, Greensboro, North Carolina. You can find out everything about it, register, lodging, everything you need to know at truthforanewgeneration.com. And, you know, we've got a calling, and it's God and country. We want to see the gospel spread in the United States of America. We want to see a great move of God's Spirit. And we definitely want to see Christianity handed off to the upcoming generations. So if you believe in this also, if you want to see this nation preserved and the gospel spread and the church strengthened, pray about helping us. And all donations are tax deductible. They will be gratefully received, faithfully, fruitfully handled. So you can donate online at truthforanewgeneration.com or alexmcfarland.com. But Dylan, I know we've only got a little bit of time. I'm thinking about a quote, President John F. Kennedy in 1961, January 20, 1961, in his inaugural address, JFK said, quote, "The rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God," end of quote. Harry Truman said the fundamental basis of our nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. Now listen to this. This is President Harry Truman. In February of 1950, he said that if we don't have the proper moral foundation, we will end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights for anyone except the states. Now, he went on, and he said the Bill of Rights comes from the teachings of Exodus and St. Matthew, Isaiah, and St. Paul. Now, think about it, folks. President Harry Truman said that the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration, drawn from Moses on the Mount, that's Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments, Matthew, Isaiah, and Paul, and he went on and he said, if we don't understand this and understand that our rights come from God, ultimately it will be statism, believing that the rights are belonging to the state, not the populace. So Dylan, we're called to preach the gospel, I know. But it's important to understand what a great gift we've been given in having a Christian America where we have religious freedom and the ability, the liberty to spread this gospel. And that's got to be preserved, doesn't it?
Well, certainly. I think people underestimate or underappreciate the blessings that we have. But I know personally, if you go to another country, you very quickly realize what you've taken for granted for so many years. For example, if you were to go to many Western European nations, you would see this privatization of religion where there's a strict separation between your faith and the rest of your life. People tend to still be religious, but only on a personal level. You're not encouraged to talk about it in public. If you were to go to other countries such as China, where there's some persecution against Christians, or to North Korea, which is considered the most persecuted nation against Christians in the world today, you would very quickly greatly appreciate the religious freedom that you have today. So when you look in comparison with the rest of the world, we are blessed beyond comparison in our ability to publicly worship the Lord, to speak freely on the airwaves and on television and on the internet about the things we believe. And with that blessing comes a responsibility, that we are not only given the opportunity to do so, but a responsibility to communicate spiritual truth in the best ways that we can through our lives and through the words that we speak to make a difference in the lives of those around us.
You know, in two of the books that God's allowed us to write, one is called 10 Issues That Divide Christians, and the other, Stand Strong for America, we talk about the fact that God and government are intertwined. Thomas Jefferson, 1781, in his notes on the state of Virginia, Jefferson, he's oftentimes kind of the poster child for liberalism, but they've got Jefferson wrong in so many ways. He wrote this question: can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God? End of quote. Dylan, one last quote. I know we're running out of time, but Dwight Eisenhower, when he was president, said this, quote, "The founding fathers had to refer to the Creator in order to make the revolutionary experiment make sense. It was because all men are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights," Eisenhower says, "that men could dare to be free." Now listen to this, folks. President Eisenhower said, quote, "The founding fathers had to refer to a Creator in order to make their revolutionary experiment make sense." What does that mean? Without God, you don't have objective moral truth. Without objective moral truth, you can't say that there are inalienable rights that can't be taken away. It's without God, without morality, without truth, without an ethical compass that we look to, it ultimately becomes might makes right, and everybody's future, everybody's freedom is jeopardized. That's why we plead that you, number one, know Christ as your Savior, but number two, embrace your calling for citizenship to be salt and light in the culture, and that maybe for another two centuries, God will allow America to be this beacon of hope, truth, and salvation to people, to our communities, ultimately to the world.
Truth for a New Generation, in association with Alex McFarland Evangelistic Ministries, exists to equip Christians with a biblical worldview through conferences and camps. For information about upcoming events, visit truthforanewgeneration.com or give us a call at 877-YES-GOD-1. That's 877-YES-GOD and the number 1. TNG Radio is made possible by the Friends of Alex McFarland Evangelistic Ministries, P.O. Box 485, Pleasant Garden, North Carolina, 27313. That's P.O. Box 485, Pleasant Garden, North Carolina, 27313. Or give online at alexmcfarland.com or truthforanewgeneration.com. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time as we bring you more truth for a new generation on TNG Radio.